You're listening to the Out Loud Queer Music Radio Show, presented by the QLGBTQ Creative Network and originally broadcast by CIOE 97.5 FM on communityradio.ca. Welcome to Out Loud for another sunny hour of LGBTQ music from around the world. I am your host, Kenny Fitz. You just heard the brand new Cub Sport. Cub Sport's been around for a while and haven't had a chance to play much of them recently. So I was excited when I got a chance to listen to Replay, their new song, and get it on the airwaves for you and give you a dose of that Aussie goodness that is Cub Sport. Love those guys. We've got quite the show for you this week. We have a special guest. We've got Amai Kuda Elesbois in the house to chat about the brand new album, Emergency, and all of the visuals and all of the music and everything else that's going on in the world of Amai Kuda, and there is a lot. So It's a pretty exciting conversation. Can't wait for you to hear it. But we're going to get to that in a little bit. But first, of course, I do have to say we are now midway through November. We're getting very close to December and the holidays for many of us. So I've started to get a lot of submissions with holiday music, and we're not playing it just yet because I want that buffer needs to be there. We can't get into holiday music just too quickly. I am Christmas crazy. I do a lot of decorating. It's already started at home. There's a lot that's going on. I've got lots of crafts that I'm going to get into. But for the music, we are going to start playing some holiday music in the next couple of weeks and leading into the December 25th New Year's spread. But if you are an artist out there and you do have some of that wonderful LGBTQ Christmas or holidays music, please be sure to send it in because I want to play it for you. All right, we are going to get to the interview and we're going to get to some music from Amai Kuda. But first, we're going to get your palate ready and tantalized with a couple of new tracks from Raquel Lilly, her latest, which is called You Up. And I feel like that's now kind of like new phone, who dis, but this is kind of like, you know, texting someone, You Up. So we've got that track, but we're going to kick this off with the brand new Tyler James Bellinger, who, you know, I adore. This is his latest. It's called Darkest Place, and we'll be right here with Amai Kuda on Out Loud.
The older I get, the less that I know. The more that I live, the more I lose hope. I've been looking for faith, but the trail's gone cold. Yeah, the older I get, the less that I know.
I'm with you. All my dreams are after three.
We pray for money, we pray for sweetness, yeah, bere oshun, yeah, bere oshun.
Oh yeah, baby, push on.
As promised, I am now joined by Amai Kuda Elesbois, and you just heard one of the most recent singles, Oshun, from Amai, from the forthcoming album Emergency, which is coming out on November 25th. Amai, welcome to Out Loud!
Hi, thank you so much for having me here.
For those of you who don't know, and you can actually go on to where you listen to podcasts, Amai and I have chatted before about her music and the journey through, you know, so much of you know, your own, I don't want to say entrepreneurship, but, you know, your own, you know, nonprofit kind of creations and how your music is intertwined, and that is out there. But this is what we're here for, is to talk about the brand new album that is on its way. And it's called Emergency, and there is a whole lot happening within it. Ocean is, you know, one sound, and there's a lot of textures going on in that. But the whole album itself is, the vibe that's running through it is, it's so infectious, I do have to say. Because it does take you on a real journey. How long has this album been in the works for? The from concept to kind of getting here.
Ooh, you got me. That's a tough question. Which Way has been around for a long time. I feel like Which Way is the song that kind of represents an earlier stage in my own development. But other than that, most of the songs were written in 2019, 2020, and then you know, kind of had this idea to bring them all together to this particular group of pieces and how weave them together in terms of how they can tell a story around what's, you know, some of the things that I've been going through, but I think more importantly, like world issues that ties into. And so then I recorded, or we recorded, in early 2021, so early last year, in about a month. The recording process was pretty fast, and then all the mixing and everything happened in the next month, and we were ready to go. So the actual, like, production process was pretty quick. And then, the songs were kind of over a couple years.
And I mentioned the textures within the album, because they do come from, there's anything from jazz and rock and some hip-hop, and, you know, Afro House is something that you're quite well known for. And there's little bits of Motown. There's so much that's happening in there, and it really is a bit of a retrospective, but roots music too, where it's kind of all kind of just layered within, and there's such, I guess there's a real positive energy that comes from it, but it's coming off of some really, like, important issues and important topics. And I mentioned, you know, entrepreneurship, but what it really is nonprofit, and your Sankofa Maroon Village that you have been creating, which is the first Black intentional community in Canada that you are trying to create here. With the music and working on so many projects like that are so important, how does that balance kind of come into play? And do they seep into one another, I guess?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that they intertwine a lot, but the balance, it is difficult. It's difficult. I feel like, you know, one of the things that I'm working on in both areas is the team building, because it's impossible. Like, you know, as any artist, I think, knows, any independent artist, like, we're already really stretched trying to wear all these hats. Like, we want to just be artists, but you have to be like a business person and a promoter and a social media influencer and I don't know, all the other things that are not coming to mind, you know, a photo editor and all this stuff. There's all these other hats that are just, like, not even necessarily your strong suit. So those, like, all that juggle, I think I find difficult. I would love to just be able to focus more on the music, you know, in terms of my arts work. And then in the social organizing world, you know, it's a similar thing where it's just trying to, we're in a stage where it's an early development with this project. And so just building the team, you know, and so that hopefully I myself don't have to do so much of the legwork as we get going. And so, yeah, it's gradual, and people are coming on board and supporting in different ways. And so I'm seeing it happen, and that's wonderful. Just, you know, it's definitely at the most, like, I would say this is like equivalent to the labor process, you know, but it's long, it's stretched out for maybe 2 years, where it's like, it's just a lot of work as the sort of birthing the entity that is the being that has been chosen to help usher something in. Like, it's a bit intense, but like, eventually when things are like, when you're, whatever it is that you're bringing out, is, you know, in this world fully, other people come on board to support, right? Like, your the family and friends are all part of us raising a child, right? The village raises a child. So if we see the art and the village as that, as a sort of child, it's coming into the world, and other beings are coming on board to help. But it's definitely a challenging moment to kind of juggle everything. And like, I have to just confess that I end up dropping a lot of balls sometimes, and that, you know, I have to sometimes just forgive myself with that, as I know it's the reality of where we're at in the moment.
You know, change doesn't come easy. And when you have somebody who's passionate like yourself, and you have so many different facets of who you are as an artist, those balls are going to get dropped, but it's not for lack of trying to make sure that you're moving them forward. The album is a real, it's an audio visual project, really. And you've got the music side of it, but then you have the visual side of it, which adds so much. And I, you know, with radio, it's so hard to communicate it, but that's what's important, is that people need to hear the music, but then you need to go and see the visuals. And I know that you have just now for Which Way, the video is out, and Oshun and Eshu is out already. But that's the work that you're doing with Spoof Animation. Talk a little bit about that and how you kind of came up with the concept to, and the animation style to communicate so beautifully, by the way. And I think relatable, because it could be relatable to anyone of any age, the style that you've, you know, incorporated into it.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate your feedback. I'm glad that you enjoy it. And I think, it was a choice to do animation. I wanted to tell my story, because obviously my story is kind of incorporated in, obviously coming through in the music, but then also use my story as a vehicle to address these larger issues, which are really issues of decolonization, like the movement and the process that a lot of us are in, especially African descended people, but I think people from other backgrounds as well, obviously indigenous people from this part of the world. For example, we're in a process where we are working to reclaim our traditions. And that is, it's a matter of survival. Like, it's not just like, oh yeah, we're like, you know, dressing up to wear these nice cultural, like it really is about life or death for us, you know, like these are traditions that were taken away and have meant the actual physical death of many people because of that rupture. And then this process of reclaiming and healing is part of, you know, enabling our next generations to survive and thrive. And so, you know, wanting to tell the story that is both mine and ours, and do so in a way that would be, like you said, accessible to people. So animation came in that regard, came in as a good vehicle. Also, it was sort of more accessible for me in the sense that, like, you know, I definitely don't have the budget to, like, you know, have like a big crew and do all the, it's more contained when you use animation. So that was a little bit like a sort of practical reason for it, although it is still very expensive. And then the other reason, like the style choice, was very much inspired by Avatar: The Last Airbender, which is a show that me and my son, that we watched a lot as he was growing up. And I have always loved it because it's this decolonial story, right? In a sort of fantasy universe, but also it's decolonial and it's also very, very spiritual and like very deep in terms of its meaning. And I loved that it was so, that it was, you know, very much for children, but also for adults, like people of any age could appreciate it because of those levels. And so inspired by that, but also like in a positive way, but also in a kind of critical way, in the sense that that is a world that, like, where there's these four races, but there's no black people, there's no dark skinned people, there's no people with curly African hair. And so, you know, I was like, okay, this is a gap, and it speaks to a gap, not just in the show, but in animation in general, where, you know, I think there's need for more representation of our people. And so I wanted to address that as well. So yeah, it kind of all converged in like, in this decision to do use animation for storytelling, and accompany the visuals in this way, and really really use the opportunity, use the platform to share knowledge about our tradition. So Eshu is one of our deities, Yoruba deity of the crossroads, and like very central to all the Yoruba tradition and all the descendant traditions. So Santeria, Lukumi, Candomblé that come out of Yoruba. And so being able to shed some light on that. And all of our traditions have really been stigmatized because of colonization. So many, many African descended people sort of still talk about them as being like bad or evil, and other people do as well, or portray them that way. So it's a very critical issue for us at this moment. And it's, I'm happy to say that there is shift happening with more and more sort of popularization of certain representations, but it's a process, and there's a lot more work to be done, especially for our people ourselves to feel comfortable in these traditions and to know about them, and then be able to actually reclaim them if we want to in our lives, you know? So that was a long answer, but I hope I got to the bottom of what you were asking.
Absolutely. I think, you know, education is so important, and everybody always thinks education is just about sitting in a class and listening to something, but it really is about understanding. It's about hearing the stories, and it's about, you know, being able to kind of digest that and see where somebody's coming from. And I really think the visuals help this. The music itself is gorgeous, and you know, you have such a great attack on melody by bringing in so many different cultural aspects, that you do it in a way that it doesn't feel as though, you know, you're being fed. Now here's, you know, maybe some Trinidadian styles, or here's some, you know, hip hop styles. It just organically kind of meshes together. You mentioned your son, and I feel I've read and that maybe your son is on the album in different parts.
Yes, I definitely cannot get through the interview without talking about him and his role in it. Yeah, I mean, he's actually been involved in my music since he was really little, like on the very first album I produced and released in 2011. He has like a very small little sample where we put his voice in as a kind of interlude. And then on the next album, he played percussion and actually co-wrote like the guitar line for Mountain, which I don't know if anyone follows my music, they might know that song. And then I'm trying to think, I can't remember what his contribution was on the following album, but on this album, his involvement has actually, it's matured, you know, so it, more than just, you know, little bits here and there or playing percussion that, you know, that somebody else arranged, he actually co-wrote and sort of had the lead writing role on Listen Child. So he was playing that piano line, and I was just walking through the room and started singing on top of it. So that's really our composition fully and with him in the lead. And then for the for a couple other songs like Which Way, which comes out, the visual comes out today, as you mentioned, and Better Day, he actually co-produced. So I thought, like, he's been getting into doing production on his own for his own projects, because he's, you know, he's kind of also coming into his own calling as a musician, so totally separate from myself, but I've witnessed him sort of develop a lot of skill as a producer, and so I thought, yeah, let me give him a chance and see what he can come up with for these songs, because, you know, I had been playing them in live context with myself, guitar, playing guitar, and then Y Josephine playing percussion, usually in a very small performance ensemble, and so it was an opportunity to really fill out the arrangement and, like, take the song to its full potential, you know, through the production, and I wanted to give him a chance and see what he could do, and I was very impressed by what he did, and then we just integrated that in, myself and Jimmy Kiddo in the studio, we kind of, you know, all worked together to bring in what he did and our own ideas, and the result is what you hear.
It is.
So yeah, he's very involved.
It's fantastic. And I mean, you know, another artist in the family, and just learning, you know, not only about the craft of, you know, bringing music together and where it kind of comes from, but from so many different, you know, visual and audio kind of standpoints, that, you know, it's a little bit like being in a music school, I suppose, as he kind of grows up, which is fantastic for anybody who's a burgeoning artist. He's probably going to be phenomenal.
Yes, I think so. And actually, that you mentioned the other elements, I completely forgot that he also co-wrote the script for the videos, because I was like, well, you know, as a young person, he's definitely even more versed in the world of animation than I am. And in fact, one of his other, the other area that he's focused on besides his music, you know, his musical goals is writing. And so I thought, let me, you know, again, give him an opportunity. And also I have to say, it's not just a, in this case, I'd say it's more than just an opportunity, but also like he's definitely bringing a skill set, you know, that I haven't done, I haven't really been focused on my sort of story writing craft for a very long time. Like I used to do it when I was younger, but you know, as someone who's still focused on that, he brought a more fresh, fresh talent into that and abilities into that. And so, yeah, his influence is very much throughout the whole, the audio and the visual, experience of this album. And also he does the little soundtracks at the beginning, cause he's interested in doing, like, he's really into score music. So the soundtracks that are at the beginning of both the Eshu video and the Which Way video are his contribution as well.
Well, listen, there's so much that's happening in this world, and you can see so and hear so much of it on the album, and I'm so excited for it to be out in the world. November 25th, correct?
Yes, that's the release, the online release of the full album. And then we'll be following up with a party on December the 9th for those who are Toronto-based or anywhere within the area, the GTA, and want to come through at Small World Music. We'll have a chance to celebrate, and you can hear the whole thing live.
It's phenomenal. And, I mean, it's called Emergency, and it speaks to so many different things, especially about our world and about, you know, the different groups and the communities that are out there and just what's happening to all of us. It's an inspiring piece. And, you know, I hope that you are, and I know you have to be proud of it. And I just think that you're probably going to have so much incredible feedback on it once the full entity of it is out there.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Well, we need to listen to the latest track, which is Which Way. So I'm just going to pass it to you to introduce it. But before that, I just want to say thank you for being a part of this and allowing me into your world a little bit again to learn from you and to kind of just, you know, I'm a big fan myself, and I just can't wait to see everything that comes from this.
Thank you. It's such an honor to be on the show again and to just be able to share it with people. And I appreciate your support, on social media and so on. I very much felt like we're at a distance from each other, but I can feel the warm support that's coming through. So thank you.
I just can't wait to get to Toronto at some point to be able to actually see you live. That's my whole thing, is that we've chatted a few times and I listen to the music and I introduce it to other people, but I need to get there and I need to be in the space when you are creating, because I think that is the next level.
That would be very, very awesome.
I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen.
We could even do like a little talk at the end, a little chat.
Absolutely.
Back and forth, you know. We should definitely plan something.
We are going to do it.
Yes.
All right.
And so for Which Way, should I introduce the song?
Yeah, you go right to town.
Okay, so Which Way is one of the songs off our new album. Co-produced by myself, Kuda Kwashe, and Jimmy Kiddo. And I hope you enjoy it and can check out the video tonight at 7 p.m. on Vivo.
Said that it'd be easy, and I could find my way. Follow down your dream, but this will pass.
world full of shit. Can't bag of bones, don't know my own. Now I gotta run to the city sun. Blessings and curses, let's follow the hearses to places with traces of orange and graces. Expect the respect for our people's practices, wholesome and natural, more ancient and Bible.
You are listening to, and I do want to say thank you again to Emakuda et Les Bois for joining me this week. And that conversation, I could have gone for hours and hours. As I've said, I've chatted with Amai before, and you can check that podcast episode out on curatedbyq.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts on the Out Loud podcast. A phenomenal artist, and you really need to dive into what Amai is creating out there. Please do yourself a favor. It is so good, so good. We are going to continue on with the music because we have so much more still left to bring you. I do want to say, of course, if you're an artist out there, make sure that you kind of go over to the website at curatedbyq.com and submit your music so I can get it on the station here and on all the other stations that we are being played on. As well, make sure if you do have any questions or if you just want to send a note, make sure that you reach out to me, outloud@communityradio.ca. That's how you do it. It's that easy. All right, we're going to get into the rest of the music. So we've got this next set coming for you. We've got brand new Breathless, a.k.a. Honey Bee, and the track is called Amelia Earhart. We've got brand new Beginners, If the World is Ending, but we're starting with Jamila Woods. This is Boundaries, the Drama Remix, and we'll be right back with even more music for you right here on Out Loud.
Can't get over you if I try. You can't come over, no, not tonight. Rather lay with you in my mind. In my dreams, we never fight. Can't get over you if I try. You can't come over, no, not tonight. Rather lay with you in my mind.
Can't try, can't try, can't try, can't get over you if I try, try, never coming down. Baby, I just wanna fly. Coming down,
I feel like a bald eagle. All my regal with this. On some, get down or lay down on my seagull assist. Forget a feeble attempt, man. I go weeble on men. I bounce back and go primeval and upheaval again. Because I lead with my pen, you got a grievance to fend. Call me a genius, cause my credence be achieving my zen. It's an agreement to them, more like an evening to me. For my convenience, my allegiance is to keeping me free. Oh, you know what that means. I'm attracting and packing reactings. And attracting, distracting, adapting. Counteracting, distracting, the fracking. Uh-oh, energy man, I am stacking the most. Interacting with folks with a magical prose. Got a passion for prose. I am woman, hear me roar.
I'm
hear
reaching me for the roar. Sky and I'm stepping on the clouds. I am climbing for the highs and I ain't never coming down. Baby, I just wanna fly. Coming down.
I'm feeling like a falcon, like a Malcolm in air. Like I'm Asada and Coretta with some Angela flair. It's so intangible there, but all perception to me. This new election's disrespecting every human I see. Ooh, just so you understand it, some of you people are underhanded. Pressing your thumb into those who manned it. Seasonal property once you land it. It's outlandish, and I'm commanding my freedom. I'm taking it like I am breathing. Abundantly, never ceasing. Need I repeat it? Ooh, tragedy striking the block. Mothers at home looking back at the clocks. Brothers and sisters, we missing the point. If pointing the finger is all that we got, right? It's time to rise to occasion. No compromise and no justification. It's tribal relations providing vibrations in the formation of birth of a nation.
I am, I'm stepping on the clouds. I am climbing for the highs and I ain't never coming down. Baby, I just wanna fly.
Like I'm Sojourner, man, I'm telling the truth. Or like I'm Betty mixed with freedom when I'm up in the booth. Like I got nothing to lose. I got it all to obtain. I got my tribe up on my shoulders, so I never refrain. Ooh, I can see hidden colors depicting Egyptian hidden brothers. Evicting buckets from living in suburbs. Forbidding Lee killing all of the color. What the? No. You gotta be kidding me, yo. Shipping and whipping while grinning and spitting is living with privilege, though. No. Am I digging too deep? Spitting the lies from addicting the feed. Didn't you know you were planting the seeds? Handpicking stock from the best of the breed. Be what you're destined to be. Claim everything you are destined to see. Pushing it all is infested with greed. Ingesting the best manifest and believe.
I am, I'm stepping on the clouds. I am climbing for the highs and I ain't never coming down. Baby, I just wanna fly.
Like the music you hear each week on Out Loud? Want to hear more great music from LGBTQ artists around the world? You can hear past shows, find playlists, and check out the Out Loud podcast online at curatedbyq.com. Plus, search our artist database, read artist interviews, vote in the Q32 LGBTQ music chart, and much more. Visit curatedbyq.com today and discover a whole new world of music. All right, friends, it is that time for the show. It is time to shut it down. We've still got a couple of songs for you, and they are fantastic, so you want to stick around. Before that, of course, as always, I do have to say thank you to you, the listeners, for tuning in each and every week, to the artists for continuing to make incredible music and submitting it so I can play it and bring it to your ears. And, of course, to our supporters around the world, our radio stations. In Australia, we have DRN1 United and The Current Motion. In South Africa, we have Gay SA Radio. Right here at home, CIOE 97.5 FM on communityradio.ca. and our brand new station that we've just added out of Toronto, Rainbow Radio. We are now broadcasting Saturday nights at 11 p.m. EST and Tuesday afternoons at 2 p.m. EST with Rainbow Radio, and we are excited and so thankful to be doing so. All right. As I said, we still have a couple of songs for you. We are going to leave you this week with brand new Ryan, I Need Your Love, and the wonderful Avian Grace featuring the absolutely spectacular Kayla Diamond. This is You, and we are Out Loud, and we'll see you all next time right here on communityradio.ca.
Love. Cause I don't wanna be your fool. Quit playing games with me. So bring your loving right here to me. I'm trying to play it cool. Cause I don't wanna be your fool. Quit playing games with me. So bring your loving right here to me.
Thank you for listening to the Out Loud Queer Music Radio Show, originally broadcast by CIOE 97.5 FM on communityradio.ca. To contact the show, please email us at outloud@communityradio.ca or visit us online at CIOE975.ca.